Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Philippians chapter 1, verses 15 and 18. It's true that some are preaching out of jealousy and rivalry, but others preach about Christ with pure motives. Whether their motives are false or genuine, the message about Christ is being preached either way, so I rejoice, and I will continue to rejoice. How nice it would be to live in a perfect world where everyone agreed with everyone else. We could then get on with living our Christian lives with the confidence that what other people said was a mirror image of our own thoughts. But the reality is that people disagree on almost every subject, and Christian faith attracts the complete spectrum of reactions. There are people who love every word we speak, and others who hate it with a passion. And as Paul observed, people speak in a whole variety of ways. Some are loving and gracious, others are bitter and divisive. It's all very confusing. But Paul drew a strong and interesting conclusion. Amid all the confusion, he recognized that what really mattered was that the name of Jesus was preached. I'm sure he would have preferred everyone to speak about Christ in the same way as he did, but he recognized that in the real world, we have to get on with the confusions that come with it. In a few months' time, we'll be celebrating Christmas, and I'm really grateful that our very secular country still stops for Christmas and pays so much attention to it. My reasons are exactly the same as Paul's. I fully recognise that many people would just see it as a holiday or as a season for making a lot of money. But I love the fact that in our post-Christian and materialistic society, we're given the opportunity to promote the fact of Jesus' birth. More than three times as many people attend church over the Christmas period when compared with the rest of the year, and millions more will sing carols that clearly affirm the good news. I think we ought to stand with the Apostle Paul and rejoice. So let me ask you a question. How do you react when people speak about Jesus in a way that you dislike? Now let me pray with you. Loving Father, help us to do everything we can to help people to hear about Jesus. Amen. Well, I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which you can, of course, access at any time. Thanks for listening, and I hope you have a really good day.